Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Blessing, praise God, hallelujah, amen. We want to welcome everybody out there, praise God, hallelujah, to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, amen, and the revival that just won't stop, praise God, on tonight. We thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in on the day, praise God, hallelujah. If you're out there on YouTube, praise God, hallelujah, we invite you to call that number on the bottom of your screen and be a part, hallelujah, of the service on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. Lord, we want to ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do, everything that you are about to say, everything that is already done. Hallelujah. We thank you for the revelation that we are about to receive. Hallelujah, Lord. And we worship you. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. Lord, we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us, Lord, from receiving your word. Hallelujah. We cast it away. We knock it down right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name, for you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be magnified. Amen. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be lifted up. God has done so many great things. Hallelujah. Praise God. The stuff that we take for granted, the stuff that we look over. Hallelujah. Praise God. We need to magnify God for what some people call the little things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like waking up this morning with breath in your body. Like the use of your limbs. Hallelujah. Like being able to speak. Hallelujah. The things that you take for granted, you should give God the glory for. Hallelujah on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've been getting ready to go to our time of testimony service. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the time when we come before the throne of grace and we let the Lord know how good he has been in our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we let other people know how good God has been in our lives because we know how good he has been. Hallelujah. We are giving God confirmation that we know how good he has been in our lives. Praise God. How many of you know God needs to have the confirmation? Hallelujah. Amen. That he knows that you know, that you recognize the goodness of the Lord in your life. Hallelujah. He said, if you don't see it, what's the use of me giving you more if you don't see what I've already done for you? Hallelujah. You asking for increase if you don't see what you already got. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We're going to go to Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. Amen. Reading from verses 22 to 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it says, and Jesus answered, said unto them, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yep. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and holy word. Praise God. I've been reading this scripture, praise God, for maybe the past week or so. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, we still not realizing what he is saying. Hallelujah. In this scripture. Hallelujah. He said, amen, praise God. What things soever ye desire. Whatever ye desire when you pray, if you believe that you have received it, hallelujah, you shall have it. Praise God. In the verse before that, he said, he shall have whatever he said if he believes it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to believe it. The Bible tells us, amen, that in the wilderness, there was no loss of the word. Hallelujah. There was no shortage of the word. Hallelujah. But the Bible says the word not mixed with faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. If your word, amen, you can preach the word. You can teach the word. Hallelujah. You can quote the word. You can become a Bible thumper. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But if you don't believe the word that you are speaking, hallelujah. Praise God. It will not come to pass. Praise God. Hallelujah. You working against a negative. That's a negative against a negative. It ain't going to end up positive. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we come before the throne of grace with our prayer request, hallelujah, we have to believe that God has already answered whatever we have asked God for. He said, you will have whatsoever you say. He said, if you speak to the mountain, it's got to move if you believe it. Hallelujah. Wherever I spoke to the mountain, it didn't move. You didn't believe it was going to move. That's why I didn't move. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just that simple. It may seem complicated. Hallelujah. Praise God. We may try to make it seem like this big puzzle that we can't figure out. Praise God. Hallelujah. But it all comes down to what do we believe? What do we doubt? Hallelujah. Praise God. Because that's what's going to come to pass. Hallelujah. If you doubt God going to do it, he ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. But if you believe he going to do it, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God will manifest in your life in a way, hallelujah, you have never seen the Lord before if you just believe what he said. Praise God. Hallelujah.
From Louisiana.
Amen. Amen. We want to open up the line at this time. Praise God. If you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request, this would be the time to come forth and put it on the throne of grace on this evening. Praise God. The phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah on tonight.
Thank God for being here. Thank God for being online. Thank God
Amen.
For making. I speak to all preachers, mothers, fathers, as the Father said to all the fathers. No, I ain't got no father, but he's in heaven. Jesus is my real father. I thank God for all the fathers. They got children and got much, you know. Thank God, just thank God for being here one more time. And I thank God
Amen.
For my brother, my niece, my nephew, my cousin Brian, my cousins, all my folks. Thank God for you all. Thank God for that. It's been beautiful today. Just thank God for you all. Thank God for all the preachers and teachers that I'm praying for our young folks. I just pray each day that everything get better. Everything will be better if we hold fellowship with one another. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen. Do we have another Amen. Testimony on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have a testimony.
Go right ahead.
I'm Sister Kathleen from Louisiana.
Amen.
You know? And
Amen. Amen. Got to walk from Long Beach.
I give praise and honor to the Lord because he still was able to do too much better than yesterday. A guy came and FaceTime letting the people what we was doing and let them know that we was in a van, the people and how the people was in line thinking that from coming out there bringing them food and stuff. And one man said he just want to do better in his life, you know. Underneath he is for the birds, but at least he's not in a car by himself. At least he wrong people. He said when you're going through it ain't wrong nobody, that's when it's really bad. You know, it's not a good environment, but it's better than not being alone. So I thank God for that. And then the devil tried to get in after that because the lady that was driving my car wasn't supposed to let nobody drive my car because that's why we had rented that van to take people in, you know, take them in the van with me where they'll be with me in the van. And she was driving my car and wouldn't tell me that she hit the curb and tore up my tires like that. Let me drop her off in my car and would not tell me. And all day I was calling and she wouldn't call. So I texted her to tell her about herself. Then she finally called me. She said, I didn't know I did damage. That girl that was riding with her said she knows that she did that because she said she told her. So that's why she rushed when we got home for me to go bring the U-Haul back. But I wouldn't notice that she had to do something to my tires like was going to make me think that it happened with me in the car. And I told her, that's not the way you're supposed to do stuff. How in the world can we set example for people if we do stupid stuff? You know, just like I told her, I said, I use the example. If I don't want my children to do something, I don't do it. And I said, that's just like people. You know, it's not wrong with people giving their medicine to people and stuff like that. I don't do that because I don't want nobody to give my children the wrong stuff. So I don't give nobody children nothing.
Amen.
You know, If you don't get it from the doctor or the drugstore, you're not getting it from me. Because I've seen so many people die like that. I've seen so many people took overdose like that. So I don't do those things. If I know something that's going to harm somebody else's child, I don't. And I told her, I'm going to know if I did something, if I did it. If I miss you, hit you, or hurt you, I'm going to come. It wasn't supposed to happen like that, but this happened, and I'm sorry. Can I correct it and make it right? I told her she didn't even give me that opportunity. She didn't even tell me that. I had to find out with somebody else. I was highly angry because I thought when you go in a covenant with somebody, you're supposed to have that trust and that love for them. And I told her she didn't give me that. That you accused me without even letting me say my part. You hung up on me. Yes, I hung up on you because you was hollering like a retard. You'll get the picture then make it talk to you. Daddy trying to put it on. Saying ain't got nothing to do with the car. You was driving my car up the time. I was so angry because she was beating with that car. I don't think that. To myself and never get to drive it again. If I can't drive her and bring her where she has to go, she'll never drive it again.
Amen. You know, amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Boy, amen. Doing turtles in the road, going around in the road. But I need your protection, you know, for the, you know, I'm being attacked by everything, you know, everything. Everything I try to do, the devil trying to attack me. And I know that, yeah, a test. And I know God said he'll never leave me or forsake me. I know that. And I need for people to pray, you know, and stuff like that. And God ain't going to let me be stuck in the people, those people and don't take care of me. And every time I think I'm not going to put somebody in something, you know, so I feel in my heart God still has to do it. And I thank God for the man of God. I send you a video today. I don't know if you got it, but I just say y'all pray for me. I need y'all prayers and I need y'all protection. The weather is bad where I'm at. It's supposed to have tornadoes all night, but God's good. I ain't that tornadoes come at night, but I guess it come anytime it wanna come. But
amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we will put your prayer request on the throne of grace, Sister Kathleen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you already got half the battle done. You know it's just a test. Praise God. Hallelujah. So half the battle is already done right there. Hallelujah. Amen. You just got to endure to the end of the test. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I've been beat up. Believe you me. You know, it makes you feel like you're on this journey. And nobody can save you but Jesus. And that's the way it is right now. I'm on this journey, and nobody can save me but Jesus. And I need
Amen.
Jesus. And that song keep coming up in my spirit. I must tell Jesus. Yes, mm-hmm. Keep coming up in my spirit. I must tell Jesus.
Amen. We will put that prayer request on the throne of grace. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Kathleen on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for everybody who has called in and tuned in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. Then I'm going to introduce the man of God. We will have testimony service and prayer requests again
after the word, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Father, let's go to the throne of grace right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah, you have heard the prayer requests that have gone up before your throne, Lord, hallelujah, amen. You heard Sister Kathleen's request that she's put on your throne, Lord, hallelujah. She knows that it is just a test, Lord. So, Lord, we are asking you, Lord, to give her strength to endure to the end, Lord. Hallelujah, because we know at the end, hallelujah, you always have a prize on the other side. Hallelujah, and we thank you for that on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, bless each individual person on this line. You know each of one of our individual needs, and you are the only one that can fulfill that need, Lord. Hallelujah. So we ask you to fill it for us on tonight by your riches in Christ Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Anoint his lips and pray, Lord, to speak nothing but your word, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to give your people on tonight. Lord, we love you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you ready for the word on tonight? Hallelujah.
Yeah,
praise
yeah.
God. I said, are you ready for the word on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
We're coming forth, amen, bringing forth the word from God. Hallelujah. It's none other, amen, than the man of God, amen, representing Long Beach, California. Amen. It's definitely in the house. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise God, hallelujah,
yeah.
And it's headed up by none other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Apostle Curry, praise God, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Praise. Give a lot of hand praise
amen.
To the man of God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Come on and praise the Lord. Thanks, everybody. Come on and lift those
hallelujah.
Voices and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Bless your God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. And God is good. Hallelujah. God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen.
And his praise shall continuously be in our mouth. Come on, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you are happy tonight about being saved? How many of you are happy tonight that God is still the Lord of your life? Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God
amen.
A praise.
Hallelujah.
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 How many of you know there ain't nobody mad for the devil? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm glad on this side. Hallelujah. Amen. We're thanking God tonight. Amen. Thanking him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is an awesome God. Amen. I'm thankful tonight concerning what God has in store for us. Amen. Tonight, I kind of want to talk a little bit. We're going to kind of go in on a deep subject tonight concerning how to recognize and be free from toxic relationships. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God want us to be free from people that are toxic. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many of you know that when you're around a person that's toxic, that they can affect your well-being?
Amen.
Amen. I want to look at something tonight, and then we're going to go into a little further. Something that the Lord has put on my heart tonight. I'm excited about it. But most of all, I'm saying, Lord, let me get what I need to get out of this tonight, too, because I believe it's going to answer a lot of things tonight for everyone. Come with me right quickly to 1 Kings, the 11th chapter of 1 Kings.
Hi, Miss Margaret.
Amen. That noise in the background, can it be muted if you're online tonight? We should not be hearing no noise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 11. And we're going to begin reading with verse 1. Is everybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
That's why, child of God, it's so important for us to be connected to the right person.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Because when we're saved, we should have someone that is saved along with us. Can y'all hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
How many of you know that the enemy will assign someone to come to disrupt the relationship that you and God got? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
When I say saved, I mean saved inwardly and outwardly, not just have Yahshua on the outside but the devil on the inside. No, I ain't talking about that kind of saved. I'm talking about saved for real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on.
That's how.
Yeah.
How do you know that the devil is and God can't get along in the same house? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know that oil and water don't mix? Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wants us to be happy.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
And we got to really pray in this hour. The enemy don't always come with the horns and the pitchfork and how we thinking he coming. He always come like that. Sometimes he transforms himself into an angel of light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And you don't realize that the light ain't real until you don't open up and let the light in. Come on here, somebody. Then you start looking at it different.
Come on now. Yes, Lord. Right. Yes, Lord.
Your light ain't the real light. You know, your light don't look like that light I saw before. It's something different about your light now. I don't see God in your light. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Listen, we really got to start making decisions on whether or not that we want that kind of light to be connected to us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know that
hallelujah
false light, that a false light don't like real light? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And everything looks good in the church life. So everybody shout, praise God.
Come on now.
And it's a part of the life. It may look a certain way, but then when they leave out from that life, then you see the real them. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you something in 1 Kings chapter 11, dealing with Solomon. Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived according to the word of God. But how many of you know if you allow yourself to be connected to the wrong thing that you can lose everything? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord.
his love for women caused him to lose his love for God.
Amen.
And it wasn't the women that God had a problem with. It was the pick of the women that God had a problem with. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 11. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Lord, thank you, Father, for your wisdom, for your knowledge, for your understanding. Father, let your anointing be heard. Father, let your anointing. God, you are the teacher. You are the preacher. You are the apostle, God. You are the prophet. Lord, I thank you tonight. Let everything be all of you and none of me. Father, thank you for how you have taught me, for how you have built me, for how you have raised me, God, in you. So I thank you tonight, Lord, that as your people hear, let them hear your anointing tonight, God. And we will give your name the praise. Thank you that the enemy is already a defeated foe. And then we break all the powers of the enemy. Father, we ask you, Father, to detox us from toxic people. Lord, detox us tonight from toxic people. And we will give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. For it is in your mighty name we pray. Amen. And amen. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Kings chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women besides Pharaoh's daughter. Now, I want you to check out the kind of women that he had allowed his flesh to fall in love with. The Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Sodomites, and the Hittites. Now, all these ites were of European descent. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All of these ites were European descent. What are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that they are white women. They came out of Europe. And he allowed himself to get caught up in their idol worship.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2 says, they were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites. Listen at this, y'all. Listen at this here. Verse 2.
Come on now, Bishop.
That the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them. Come on here, somebody. God warned him.
Amen. No mixing.
And he went against the commandments of his God. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we go against the commandments of God, that we allow toxic things to come in? See, God know what he doing. Can y'all hear me tonight? I said, God know what he's doing. When he tell us not to mess with something, don't touch nothing, he know what he's doing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Solomon and all his wisdom fell into what? Disobedience. Come on here, somebody. And how many of you will disobey God? Hallelujah. You put yourself in a place where you can lose everything.
Amen.
Now, listen to what the Lord told him. He said, you must not intermarry with them because they will surely they will surely turn your heart after other gods. Come on here, somebody.
Dear God.
How do you know that a warning? How do you know that a warning comes from destruction?
Amen.
Amen.
That's the word.
The Lord warned him. Don't get caught up. Because the minute you get caught up, the minute you intermarry with him. So we're not supposed to be mixing. God, you did that. There's a reason why God's telling us don't mix. Are we still online tonight?
Amen.
I want it to be clear what I'm saying tonight. God has commanded us not to mix. But guess what our enemy want to do? He want to mix. Come on, everybody. He want to mix so we can be what? Mixed up. But tell somebody to say, neighbor, don't be
come
true.
On now.
Amen.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Neighbor, don't be mixed by himself.
I'm not going to let you mix with me to mix me up, and then I become confused like you. The devil is a liar. Somebody give God praise tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
You know what? Let me talk to every woman of God. Let me talk to every man of God. Let me say something. If you know, amen, see, God knows what our flesh likes. And see, this here is what Solomon's flesh likes. And his flesh really is the commandments of God. We got to be careful. Because see, if we let our flesh rule us, it'll put us in a place. That it'll cause us to want to give something that God don't want us to have. And then we turn around and cry to God, like it's his fault. God will say, no, it ain't my fault. I told you. They're just like the child. You tell a child, don't touch that. Amen. You know as soon as you turn your back, amen, that baby going to go touch it. That's why you got to watch it right after you say don't touch it. Because curiosity is going to make him say, well, why did they tell me don't touch it? It must be stuck to it. Let me try it out. Hallelujah. This is why we got to keep our eye on the child. How it's going to want to touch when we told him a heart not to touch. God just gave us all a bunch of men. He said, don't even marry with him. Don't even marry with these women. Don't even marry with these European women. Hallelujah. Why? Because they're going to turn your heart from you. Come on here, somebody. Because they were sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hear what the Lord said to God, don't touch the fruit in the day that you come there. You shall surely die. Come on here, son. Not maybe. Surely.
Come on now.
Because they were surely turning your heart after their God. Come on here, son. They were left out themselves fast to give me love. When they go. Had the unclean thing and
wouldn't
let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying, let it go. He's clinging to it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Then it says, he has 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines, and his wives live in the streets. Come on here, somebody. I can imagine. With 700 royal wives and 300 concubines, they're about doing for you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Especially when you got concubines, God is saying, do not have. Come on here, somebody. So he got those, how about he can know he was coming or going? Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. And as Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods. Come on here, somebody. Now let's look at this thing, Father God.
Hallelujah.
He was wise, he was wisdom, but after he got to intertwine it with the unclean things, he became a fool. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Don't you know that when we disobey God, I don't care how wise and how strong he is, if you mess around there and start walking in disobedience, Lord God, you would no longer have His anointing on your life. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Let me encourage everyone online tonight. Y'all got something special in you. If everybody can't connect with you, everybody can't get with you. Amen. They may be looking at the view of the handsomeness on the outside, but what about your inside? Hallelujah. Because I'm concerned, because the Bible says, can't two walk except they agree? Come on here, somebody. And if we get together, can we agree? Glory to God. If the Lord tell us to go right, if you going to go left, glory to God. But if you going left, then that's already a problem. All y'all, come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
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 Come on,
good show. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His wife turned his heart. His heart was no longer toward God no more. Come on, get somebody.
Hallelujah.
Because he had already broken the first commandment. God said, don't even marry with him. Don't even try with him. Glory to God.
Yes, God.
And then Solomon got so caught up, the Bible says he wouldn't let it go. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you, when God can't let stuff go, if you better drop it like it's hot, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
No better. Amen.
Drop it like it's hot. If God can't let it go, you better get hot hands. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I done got a report from heaven. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It ain't that serious. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, I can't live without.
Yes,
yes, you can.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You was living before
yes,
you met. Come on.
Yeah,
y'all
thought
that I'm going to be holding on. Hallelujah.
Hey,
God.
Hallelujah. God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going
to be holding on. We got a detox out there. For people who are toxic.
Yes, Lord. How about the boy?
Amen.
Yes,
these women was toxic for
Solomon.
Yes. But he liked it to toxic things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Man.
And the more God said, let it go, the more he was holding on to it. Come on here tonight. How do you know that God won't make you this up? Amen. He made him let it go, he won't make him. Even though he can't make him, he does because he wants to do it out of work. Love, hallelujah. So the Lord tests us to see how much we love it. He said, okay, now I'm telling you, that thing is bad for you. So that thing is getting in the way of me and you. You love that more than me. Because a lot of times we say we love God, and when the Lord says that we got to let stuff go that our flesh really loves, then we look at it like, then we would go to some kind of deep prayer, like God gonna change his mind. Lord, let me go on the fast. God is spoken. What is that a fast about? If God's telling you to let it go, you think you're going over fast going to change your mind? When you fast, you're going to hear an even greater say, let it go. Hallelujah. That wasn't the enemy. That was me.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm telling you to let it go. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're not
going to
hear the difference. You're going to hear it more magnified. Come on, Israelite. How do you know God is not the God of confusion? He ain't double-minded, glory to God. When he
says
something, he means what he
says.
And say what
he
means. Somebody can give God a praise right there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And then verse 4, then the Solomon grew old, his last term, because after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God. And it's the heart of David, his father had been, come on here somebody. He followed Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sodomite, and Moleh, the detestable god of the Amorites. Come on here somebody.
Amen.
So be God. Can everybody hear me? Can everybody hear me?
Amen.
Amen.
See, Sodomites being sodomite is where we get the word sodomite. So what they had to do in order to keep this God happy was that they would molest children and then kill them and offer them to this God.
Hallelujah.
And Solomon got so caught up that he didn't realize he had left the heart of Yahshua. He had left the heart of the true living God to go into this idol worship because he wanted to please his wife. And then the Amorites believed in sleeping with their father and their mother. So you can picture this. Thank you, God. All kind of stuff is going on. Solomon's house, hallelujah. I mean, all kind of wickedness. And he was participating in the wickedness. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The verse 6 says, so Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely as David his father had done. It says, now, on a hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place. So Solomon built an altar for these gods. Not only was he participating in the rituals, but he built an altar to sacrifice to the devil. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
But it wasn't the devil that blessed him with the wisdom. It was God. But he allowed himself to get turned down by the enemy. Come on here, somebody. And now the enemy got him building an altar to him, but it was God that blessed him. That's why we got to be careful about being around somebody that's toxic. How many of you know that when you find out that a person is toxic, that they on assignment from the enemy? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And whatever you're trying to do for God, they're trying to fight you in it. Oh, I wish somebody would give God a fool. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
When you find a person that's toxic, Charles, I let me tell you something. You get away from that person.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that person is unhealthy for your spirit. Are y'all hearing?
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, shaka da ba ka, toro boi,
I will.
Hear me, hear me well, Father God. Everybody is under my voice right now, under the voice of the Holy Spirit. God says some of you are sick because you have been around toxic people that made your spirit sick, and it affected your human body. It affected your natural body.
Amen.
Yes.
And God been telling you to let them go, but you don't want to hurt their feelings. God said, no, they ought to destroy you. There's some jealous people. There's some envious people. There's some haters that's connected to you, and they're toxic. Why? Because their assignment is to try to tear your spirit down.
Hallelujah. Yes.
But I want you to learn tonight when you're in the presence of the Almighty God and say, Lord, whoever is toxic around me, move them out of my life, Lord.
Move
out of my life, Lord.
Every toxic around me, Lord, you do out my
life. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Glory, hallelujah. Hey, how many know if something is toxic, that word toxic means poison?
Poison.
How many know that poison can kill you?
Amen.
Then what the enemy is trying to do is he's trying to make you use your own mouth against you by saying you make me sick, hallelujah. And then you wonder why you feeling bad. Amen. Why? Because you're around a person that makes you feel bad. Come on, dear somebody.
Hallelujah.
Speak to me too, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, let this rest in me too, Lord. Hallelujah. You got to stop making people make you feel bad. Come on here, somebody. You be feeling good. All of a sudden, you get around a certain person. Glory to God. Your whole spirit turned. And you wonder, what in the hell happened? Glory to God.
That's
what
so
took
cool.
my
Amen.
Strength? What
Amen.
Took my joy? Glory
Amen.
To God. I was feeling good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I got around them.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You were like, Lord, what happened? God said,
yeah.
That's that toxicness that you feeling. That's that poison that you feeling. That's in their spirit towards you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that the only way you can detox from a person is that you got to separate yourself? That's why God says separate. Yourself, hallelujah.
Yes.
Separate yourself. Come on here, somebody.
And
if you in the room with a rattlesnake, what you gonna do? Is you gonna step there?
Get out of there.
Yeah. You gonna be trying to find the nearest exit. And quickly, and you gonna move real careful. Glory to God. You ain't gonna be trying to make no noise. You gonna be trying to move real careful. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to know I'm leaving, but I'm getting ready to separate myself from him. Glory to God. So you got to think of it the same way, amen, with a person that is poisonous to you, and it has nothing but poison in their spirit towards you. Hallelujah. And you constantly trying to get close. What you trying to get close to something that's poison? Come on here, somebody. Use your common sense. No, because and then you wonder why you don't feel good.
Come on now.
God said you'll feel better if you separate yourself. What did Abraham do with Lot? Come on here, somebody. He separated himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Separated.
When there's strife came between him and Lot, he separated. He said, if you go to the east, I'm going to the west. You go to the north, I'm going to the east. In other words, I'm getting as far away from you as I
can.
Oh, somebody need to give God a praise.
Amen.
As I can, glory to God.
Yes,
amen.
And the minute he separated himself from Lot, he got blessed, glory to God. I've been preaching, but God gave me a message called, I had to give up a lot to get this blessing. Come on here, somebody. I had to give up a lot to get this blessing. Come on here, somebody. Now this will hit somebody later on. When you give up a lot, see, Lot was Abraham's nephew, and he liked it a lot, but Lot was too worldly to walk with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you got some friends you trying to hold on to, but God said they too worldly to walk with you. They not trying to walk all the way with me, glory to God. And the favor that's on them is because they with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while they sucking you dry, they draining your favor off of you. That's why God said you got to separate yourself. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me? Glory to God.
Amen.
So not
Amen.
Only did he participate in these ungodly acts, but now in verse 7, he done built an altar. Come on here, somebody. On the hill east of Jerusalem, Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the detestable god of Moab, and for Moab, the detestable god of the Amorites. He did the same for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and offered sacrifices to their god. So now Solomon, the wisest man, he has started offering sacrifices. He has started sacrificing children. Hallelujah. And now he got God's attention. Verse 9. And the Lord became angry with Solomon because his heart had turned away from the Lord. Hallelujah. And the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's command. So now, because he broke that first commandment and intermarried with them, now he worshiping and serving other gods. He done left the real God to go after other gods. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
That's another reason why you got to be careful of allowing people who are toxic in your life. Then you end up getting caught up. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get caught up. He sends them so you can get caught up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he don't want you to have what God got for you. Because what God got for you, amen, it's going to have you having joy. And so have you serving and worshiping him and thanking him even the more. Come on here, somebody. I mean, it feels good to have your mate that sold out. You sold out and your mate sold out. So guess what? That's double joy. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So y'all both grinning and both smiling, styling and profiling. Glory to God, loving each other. Glory to God. Why? Because God is the center of your joy. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about this, child of God. Listen, listen, listen to the apostle tonight. Everybody don't like that. But you're going to have more enemies behind you having somebody to make you happy because people don't like you to be too happy. I'm going to be that long. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Speak, Holy Ghost. People don't want you to be too happy, but especially if you're more happier than them. Come on here, somebody. You start smiling every day, tell how good God is. I thank God for my mate. Hallelujah. God just blessed me with the most incredible, awesome mate. Amen. They love God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I love God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have our little fallout, but amen, we can't even stay mad at each other alone. Glory to God. We got to forgive each other. Under the anointing. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. They don't mind you being a little happy, but they don't want you to be all the way happy. Come on here, somebody. But God said, I want you to be all the way happy. Glory to God. Why? Because that's my will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For your life. Hallelujah. Come on, give God a praise.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Look at God. God gave him a warning twice. He appeared to Solomon twice in verse 9. But in verse 10, is although he had forbidden Solomon to follow other gods, Solomon did not keep the Lord's word command. So the Lord said to Solomon, since this is your attitude, glory to God. Listen to God. Since this is your attitude, and you have not kept my covenant and my decrees which I command you, I will most certainly tear the kingdom away from you and give it to one of your subordinates. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God know all of our haters? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
And when we don't act right, God will give it to our haters. Come on here, somebody. God said, okay, you don't want to serve me? Hallelujah. Then I give the blessing to somebody that I know that's waiting in the cut. I give it to one of your backstabbing friends. Amen. That's waiting on you to mess up. Y'all ain't said nothing to me. Hallelujah. God is saying,
amen.
That's why you can't afford to mess up, child of God. Hallelujah. Why? Because you got backstabbing. They waiting on you to fall. Glory to God. But God said, I ain't going to give them the pleasure. I'm not going to give them the satisfaction of seeing you fall, because I'm going to make sure every time they want to see you fall, I'm going to elevate them. Oh, God, I wish I could talk to somebody tonight. God said, if he's why he elevated me, because he put your enemies to see, amen, that you walking in obedience, and when you walk in obedience, there's no good thing that he will withhold. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You're right. Hallelujah.
Somebody needs to shout up in this place tonight. Hallelujah, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody talking to God, my Lord. What's the hold of Lord? Where's why are things held up? God said, no, it's not me. Glory to God. I'm just waiting on you to line up, glory to God. When you line up right, glory to God, this going to come so fast, it's going to make both your heads spin, glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he want to bless us as bad as we want to be blessed. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
and the blessing is being held up because we won't allow God to detox us from toxic people. I speak that. Hallelujah. Some things are being held up because God said the wrong people is in your life.
Come on now.
God said, I'm not going to let the blessing come right now until that person is removed. Why? Because they like to leave. Amen. They waiting on the blessing to come so they can suck the life out of you. And God said, I ain't going to let it come because I love you too much to allow them to do that to you. So I'm going to hold it. Amen. You come to your senses. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God got mega blessings for somebody on last night. And God is saying, it's not that they ain't coming. They just ain't coming with the people you got around you. Hey, glory to God. I feel God. God is saying, I'm separating you because I'm ready to bless you. Even if you don't recognize what's going on, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Yes,
hallelujah.
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 God, son, I said in verse 12, he said, nevertheless,
amen.
In verse 12 of 1 Kings 11, he says, nevertheless, for the sake of David, your father, I will not do it during your lifetime. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to wait after you die. I will tear it out of the hands of your son. Come on here, somebody. What he did affected his son. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God said your judgment is even going to fall on your son. Come on here, somebody. For
yes,
yet, I will not tear the whole kingdom from him, but will give him one tribe for the sake of David, my servant. So the only reason why he ain't going to take the whole kingdom from Solomon, it's because of David. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he says, and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have what? Chosen. God says that the fact that I chose you is the fact that I'm not going to take the whole kingdom from you. Somebody give God praise. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, detox me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Now, I want to show you one more thing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Then we're going to close it out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to go with me to Ecclesiastes.
Go where?
Ecclesiastes. It's right after Proverbs. This Ecclesiastes is what happened to Solomon after he lost his mind because he got tossed out by dealing with all these different foreign women. He wrote Ecclesiastes after he became a fool. Come on here. So I want you to go to 7,
what
verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 26.
Ecclesiastes 17?
No, Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
Okay.
Verse 26.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, look at what Solomon wrote about the woman after he done got turned out by the wrong woman. See, this is what you write when you've been with the, see, when you got all this toxin in you, this is what you start writing about women because you done been with the wrong woman. Hallelujah. Glory to God. now as a woman, to me, the thing that I love has become more bitter than death. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
And then he said, who is a snare? Come on here, somebody. He didn't got snared up. Who's her in the trap? Come on here, somebody. And whose hands are chained? Come on here, somebody. They got it chained up. Come on here, somebody. He says, listen, this, but see, this is the good news, brothers. I want your brothers to hear this. This is the good news.
Come on.
But you better obey God, hallelujah. When God tell you to let something go, I don't care how they hear the hell is, you better let it go, hallelujah. I'm telling you, don't get caught up over
yes.
it.
Yes,
why?
Lord.
Because it ain't worth it, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
But this is the end of it. It says, but the man who pleases God, come on, who pleases who? The
come
man
on.
Who pleases God, come on here, somebody.
Hmm.
I don't know who the Lord is talking to, but he said, in your situation, the only way you're going to get out of it is that you got to please me.
Amen.
If you please God, this is the word right here. He says, the man who pleases God will escape her. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, y'all women is awesome, boy. It takes God to get us out of y'all
Amen.
Clutch. We get caught up, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We can't get away. It takes God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Samson was the strongest man in the world, but Delilah took him down like he was nothing. Come on here, somebody. Adam, right after Eve got made, hallelujah, she swallowed him up, glory to God, hallelujah, had him going crazy, glory to God, hallelujah. God turned around and eat the fruit, glory to God, she eat the fruit, turn around and give it to him, and he get amnesia, like he don't remember what God told him. Come on here, somebody. Every man, David,
oh,
the only way they knew, listen here, the only way they knew David was dead, they put him in the bed with a virgin, and he couldn't operate.
Come on now.
And when he couldn't operate, they said the king is dead, glory to God. Because if he was alive, he'd be doing what he do best, glory to God. But he dead.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something, brother.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how strong we think he is. We ain't no match no woman without God. Glory to God. We need God.
Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to come. Glory to God. We trying to go over there to hell on the matter. God is saying, you go over there to hell and glory to God, and you end up having to call me out of more trouble. Glory to God. Why? Because we were sleeping. When he made her, glory to God.
Amen.
We don't know what all he put in her, but we know he put some good stuff in her, glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
But that's why it's so important to get the right one. Come on here. Someone got them on Edomites, Sidomites, and them Amorites, and all kind of sights. And he lost sight, glory to God. He didn't have the most sight after he got all the sights, glory to God. And God said, okay, since you done lost your mind, I'm going to take the kingdom from you. Because you not fit to run it no more. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know we take the king of our castle, but we better make sure we got the king of kings, glory to God. Hallelujah. At the head, glory to God. Because the Bible says that the head of every man is Christ. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we hollering about, why you ain't following me? Don't you know I'm the head? But she said, you ain't got no head up there, glory to God. Hey,
come
man, your
now.
Head is gone. That's why she ain't following you, glory to God, because she got to see God. She got to see God as the head, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I guarantee you, if she see God as the head, she gonna do either two things. Either she gonna bow down or she gonna leave. She gonna say, well, I can't handle that, glory to God. I gotta go over and get me a husband, man. Glory to God, because you too saved for me.
Come
hallelujah,
on,
glory to God. I can't hear nobody, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's why it's so important to be equally yoked. Somebody say equally yoked. Come on here.
Amen. Amen.
First thing we wanna say is, let's go to church. No, you can't base it upon that.
Amen. Amen.
You can't base it upon the fact that they go to church. Because the devil go to church, glory to God.
Come on.
He goes to the front.
Come on.
He goes to the front pew, glory to God. He comes in by smiling, glory to God. Hallelujah. He comes in. Side of the profile, glory to God. And after church, yes, all the women going to be on him. Glory to God. Y'all ain't saying nothing.
Come on,
glory
now.
To God.
Amen.
Amen. How are you going to know who he is or who she is by the fruit? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, by their fruit, yeah, ye know them. Come on here, somebody. Not by their gift, because the enemy got a gift. Come on here, somebody. But he ain't got no fruit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come
on,
none whatsoever.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
this is good.
But they denying the power of hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
From this day forward, we gonna stay free from toxic people. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says, to eschew the very presence of evil, glory to God, if it look evil, glory to God. The Bible said that we should what? Turn away from it, glory to God, hallelujah. We should shun the very presence of evil.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout, hallelujah.
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 I didn't know God was going to come here today. But he was telling me, he said, it's time for my people to be free.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. God know what we need.
Amen.
God know what we want. Come on here, somebody. Are y'all still hearing me tonight? God know what we want. He know what we need. But we got to trust him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you something. Don't get desperate. Hallelujah. You're not anxious. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's because he or she is going to come when you stop looking. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Then when you get wrapped up in him, then he's going to bring the package to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, because the package is going to come to bring more edification to what God is already doing in your life. See, God, see, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes it what? Rich.
Rich.
It has no sorrow with it.
Amen.
Amen.
You know it's not God when it starts bringing more sorrow. Come on here, somebody. You know it's
come
not God.
Now,
glory to God.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Were you more sad than when they came, glory to God? Now you more sad. You're like, wait a minute. Where the hell you come from, glory to God? I'm sending you back, hallelujah, glory to God, to the center. Glory to God, because I feel more bad now than before you came. Lord, have mercy. Tell me tonight, Holy Ghost. Tell me tonight, glory to God. God is saying it's time for us to be happy, child of God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, Father, speak.
Every father wants his child to be what?
Hallelujah.
Happy.
Thank you, Lord.
Happy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, thank sometimes, you know, they get caught up in the look of, they get caught up into, you know, the fashion. They get caught up into, well, you know, everybody's doing this. I don't care what everybody else is doing. As for me in my house,
come
we don't serve the Lord.
We
don't
serve
on
the Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
I can't speak for everybody's house, but I know this house. Hallelujah.
Hey.
It's going to be the house of the Lord. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel the anointing of God. Come on, worship it right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel your daddy right now. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, how many of you got blessed by that word from the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and tell your daddy thank you. Come on and bless the Lord right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Somebody right now is getting a breakthrough right now. Somebody right now, glory to God. God is detoxing you right now.
Hallelujah.
And I'm praying right now, Lord, show you your real enemies. Lord, show me my real friends. Show me my real enemies, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We are not to be unevenly yoked. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Lord was saying, like the man of God was saying, that applies to so many things. Praise God. You might be unevenly yoked with the wrong church. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
Unevenly yoked with the wrong pastor.
Hallelujah.
Unevenly yoked with the wrong friend. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you got... How many of you know when you have dreams and aspirations, you can't be linked up with people who have limited thoughts? Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if Barack Obama would have been hooked up with somebody that said, you know, a black man will never be president? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. What about the people who are around us, like the man of God would say? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And watch this. You got to be careful about the people that are around you that are criticizing other people that are around you. Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. In other words, just like somebody coming to me and saying something about Apostle Kirk. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You got to watch those people. Hallelujah. Because those people are supposed to destroy, to tear down what God is doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know the people in your beauty shop that try to tell you about your hood. Hallelujah. Them dudes at the barber shop that try to tell you about your wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if I was you, I wouldn't let my wife go out with her. But well, you not me. That's probably why you ain't got a wife now. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We got to watch those people. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's people around us now. Hallelujah. Like the woman of... Amen. Like the woman of God was saying last week, Sister Mother Alberta. Mother Alberta said, they talking about, well, ain't the preacher supposed to have a job? Praise God. That's the enemy. Hallelujah. Sick. Hallelujah. To do something. Amen. Praise God. To tear down what God has already ordained. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. People don't understand how tiring it is just to preach the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we say pour back into you the virtue, we're not just saying that. Hallelujah. Why do you think most preachers take Monday off? Hallelujah. Because they tired. They tired from preaching that word on Sunday. Praise God. They been drained. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But the enemy will come tell you they ain't doing no work. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you will pay Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey to give you the same information.
Lord have mercy. I'm
going to let that alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You'll pay to get something. Amen. And God's trying to give you for free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Steve Harvey ain't doing no work. Steve Harvey reading questions off of paper and telling them. That ain't, well, I'm going to leave it alone, praise God. But the man of God, hallelujah, praise God, is preaching the word, trying to get people saved. We're waking the man up at all times the night asking for prayer, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. But the enemy is somebody to say, he ain't doing nothing. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word. We don't want to be yoked up with the wrong person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Like the man of God say, they'll be known by their fruits. Praise God. Hallelujah. Their fruits. Praise God. Hallelujah. They'll be ready to do something that you know you ain't supposed to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Not to be unevenly yoked, not to be in toxic relationships, poisonous. Hallelujah. Relationship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We don't want to end up like Solomon and have it all. Solomon had it all. Hallelujah. He was estimated to be worth, what, $365 billion? Hallelujah. Praise God. The richest man on earth had everything and the wisdom that God gave, and you're going to lose it all behind from behind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And the man of God got a point, praise God. That world woman will make you leave your mama. Hallelujah. Make you turn your back on your family. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you got the Holy Ghost, if you ain't got God's fear, you ain't gonna know nothing anyway. You won't get fooled.
Because he said even his election was removed about a lot of things. But
amen.
I just want to say thank you for that word. And, you know, I just thank God for filling me with his Holy Spirit. And I thank God for moving all the toxic people out of my life. Because even though it might not be a husband, it might not be a boyfriend, but sometimes it can be just like you say that your friend and not your friend. Because I had a friend, I could tell her something, I would tell her something, she would always do something negative. So God moved her out of my life. Now it's just me and God and the fellowship and the prayer line family. That's fine with me. Because first of all, I don't want nobody in my life that ain't sanctified, Holy Ghost, and filled. If you're not sanctified, Holy Ghost, and filled, I'm not going to be around you anyway, because he said, come on, man, unclean things. Don't sit in the seat of the scornful. So if you ain't saved, you ain't on the Lord's side. You ain't on Yahshua's side. So I shouldn't be with you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because we can't just talk the talk. We got to walk the walk. We got to live holy. The Bible God told me last year, it's holiness or hell. Holiness or hell. It's only two things. You got to live holy. If you don't, you're going to hell.
Amen.
So you know, if you're looking for a mate, let God send you the right mate. If you're looking for a friend, let God send you a right friend. But everybody can't be in your life. God told me a couple of years ago, everybody can't be in my circle. I can go places. I used to call Bishop and say, Bishop, I'm going this place, and all of a sudden I get healed. He said, that's something spiritual in there, and you're sensitive to the spirit. And I would have to leave. I would go in stores and have to literally leave out the store because I just couldn't go in that store because I would pick up a spirit that would make me ill. So I just, you know, thank God for the word tonight, and that word is just, that word is awesome, Bishop. That was an awesome word, and I know it was straight from the throne because my spirit bear witness with it. So I just ask you to keep me in prayer, and everybody stay faithful and stay strong in the Lord and be obedient to God. And you be obedient to God, go God's way, you won't go the wrong way.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Mother.
I just want to say I thank God for that word. You know, hearing that word, you know, God just added some on to my life. He just added some stuff for me to look at. And I mean, you know, he gave Solomon all of this, but he was still looking in the wrong direction. I thank you, praise God, because, you know, in my marriage, my husband, he was in another religion, and I was in one. And me and him and my father and my kids, and we were driving one day, and he looked at me and he said, we are equal yoke. And my father said, well, do you know that when you married her? So we have to be careful. Everything you look at and everything you see, it's not the one. So we got to wait on God, wait upon the Lord, and let him direct our path. Just like I go through things right now, and that's why that message was brought to my attention. We can't serve two masters. We can't grab hold to that toxic and then run us, because there's a lot of it out there, and there ain't nothing but the enemy.
Amen.
So I want you all to pray my strength in the Lord, because I need more of him and less of myself. Pray for me. Mother of Earth.
Amen. Amen. Mother Alberta, praise God. Go ahead, Mama of God.
I have something to say about this.
No.
Somebody else talking?
Bob.
You talking, Brother Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, talk louder then, because I was talking too. Talk louder.
Thank God for the celebratory. We all needed that word. Yeah. Heard. know how much y'all
Wayne, you gotta speak up louder, boy. You sound like a little bit of shy kid. You gotta speak up. We scared, so.
Just glad to be online. Not perfect. Just learning.
Amen.
Learning.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Pastor Court, I want to give honor and praise to the Lord for the word tonight. You know, God have you all in my business. And I didn't send you no address and no stamp to get in it, but God gave the word to you for you to be in my business. You know, yesterday I felt like I was dirty being with people that is not going to say I'm a cause. And then when you would come here and you would say the stuff that you said today, you was in my business because the Lord put you in it. You know, toxic people make you feel sick. And when you feel that sick down to the bottom of your stomach real bad and you know you ain't did nothing wrong, that means that you got to purge them out. You got to get out of them. Get away from them. And then when that lady did what she did to my car and did not tell me and let me drove it all the way back to her house to go drop her off and didn't tell me, and I found out this morning what she had did in my car, it made me feel bad. Because there's something when I was coming home from dropping her off, something told me, oh, she'll never drive your car no more, I bet you. And I kept saying to myself, what? You know, what did she do? You know, I didn't know that she had did nothing until today. Well, she could have told me that she ran up on the curb and cut those tires. She did not tell me. And I went back on the interstate and everything to go bring this lady home. I could have had a blowout, could have flipped me over the bridge or something. She never said nothing. But when I told her about it, she kept putting it on the U-Haul truck. Didn't have insurance to carry them in there. I'm not that type of person. One thing about it, God let us go first class. You don't let us have to steal and do stuff like that. I don't believe that's the kind of God I serve. If God would bless me to be a light for him, he would let me have steps, like I told her. I don't do stuff like that. If I do you something wrong, I'm going to be woman enough to come back and say, I'm sorry. I made a mistake or I did this. And I know you need to know. She didn't even give me that. They said, tell me, I got plenty of money. I can buy you some ties. Oh, yes, I'm going to get them. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go get the ties. Says you want to be so smart and toxic. I need them.
Amen.
But people do all kind of stuff to you, and they do it to you in the name of Jesus. It's not the same Jesus I serve. I'm sorry. God don't go around abusing people and misusing people to get where we need to go. He don't do that. And yet, in the word of God, said women can overpower men. Yes, that's why he made us his help. He didn't made us to be him. He made us to help him. And a lot of people don't understand what that really means.
Amen.
And that's why he said, don't be unequally yoked. Because if you unequally yoked, that partner gonna want things that you ain't gonna want. But if you in the same room doing the same thing, it could be like that. I had a Christian sister when her husband died. That girl was so toxic, she wouldn't even talk to me. But I needed something what she had, but she just don't know. On God's money, did God be trust? And if I trust God, he could see me with what I need. I need money right now. You don't see me on the corner tricking or doing nothing. I'm steady helping people, doing what I got to do, because it's just a test. I know God's going to come through. I don't know what time and what hour, but he said in his word, let every man be alive but his word. So who I'm supposed to believe in? The report of the enemy or the report of the Lord?
The report of the Lord.
I might wake up tonight being a multi-millionaire. I might can buy it. That's the kind of God I serve. I don't put no limit on God. Don't put none. But people come to draw from you and not from them. That lady would not even never let me use her bathroom, but she come to my house and go in my bathroom, go in my refrigerator, even lay down at my house. I said, that's not the same equal yoke person, you know? And they would tell me, I did not. So you didn't even mention it to see if you did something. So the word was for me. And I thank God for giving you the wisdom and the Holy Spirit to pay attention to what's going on around us. Some of us might be scared to say what they're going through or something. But God give his people what to preach to us that what we need. And I needed that today. Not just to let her know she's alive. I already know that part, but to let me know that God is still watching over me, no matter what's going on. God still takes care of me.
Amen.
And that would be the covering. I could be doing something, and all of a sudden I said, Lord, touch my prayer partner all over the world. Lord, touch them. Touch that one that's going through something right now. Because it's a covering we have made. I have church over where I'm at. And they are jealous. They're worried about fake nails and hairdo and who can get on to go to church this week because of the virus or something like that. God ain't just in church. That's why he goes to
those.
Amen. God right up underneath the bridge where I was yesterday. God in the hospital where people tied down like dogs and trying to get out, you know. He ain't looking for all this other stuff they can believe. They got to have a Rolls Royce and all this other stuff, planes in the air, and people dying need help.
Amen.
It's not the same. And I thank you, brother, for being there and letting the Lord use you, not just for me, for all of us.
Amen.
If you was in my business, you were. And I'm bold enough to say you was, and I'm so glad that you was in it to let me know that God is still speaking. He let me know that he haven't left me.
Amen.
And I thank him for it.
Amen.
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 You take
Amen.
That testimony. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the way the Holy Spirit works. Praise God. Hallelujah. God already has the answer to our questions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say he's going to bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Just for that situation, praise God. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on the line on tonight? Praise God.
Yeah, you do. This is Sister Linda. I have a testimony, and then I want to request prayer. I want to thank the Lord for keeping me another day and providing for me, and I want to give thanks to him for his mercy and his grace and his salvation. I want to thank him for working out that situation with my son. Now, it's up to my son to follow through, but he was there, and I want to give thanks to him for that. But part of the message today, it kind of like touched me, the part when the pastor said that God is removing people, doxing people from me. It was so strange because, you know, my daughter-in-law and my son, they're young people. So brother always flip flopping here and wasting unnecessary money and yada yada yada. But to make a long story short, they went down to Los Angeles to my niece's baby shower. So they do invite me. I just choose not to go because when you get a certain age, you're supposed to conduct yourself a certain way. And you're not supposed to be unequally yoked. But with all that said, she said, you never want to go nowhere. What happened to all your friends out there? I said, well, you know what? They were my friends. I was blind. I thought they were my friends. I said, the Lord opened me up, my eyes. I said, you know, and I just choose not to be around them. I don't want to go around them. And she was like, why? I said, because they're doing ungodly things that's not pleasing. And I see it, and I'm trying to, I told her, I'm straight out. I said, you know what? I can't change the past, but I'm working toward the future. I said, I just don't want to be caught up in no drama and no nonsense. I said, you know what? I'm trying to serve the Lord. You know, I've been in and out of church. Giovanni is too. I said, but I made up in my mind, I'm here to stay. I'm not going to be chased away, and I'm not going to give up. And I said, it's just best for me. I don't want to go, so why are you questioning me in the first place? Because I got offended. And she says, because you always left here by yourself. I said, you know what? I done made peace with it. You know, I said, I done made peace with it. You know, well, what you going to do? I said, what I usually do. Go on my prayer line, communicate with my prayer team. And they said, bye, I said, bye. So, you know, you guys just pray for me that I continue to stay on the right path because I'm being attacked each and every way, and I keep saying the devil's a lie. But I literally had to call in 3 times just to get through, and I knew it was the snaggletooth devil. So, you know, I just want the regular prayer that the pastor always pray for me, my son, everyone on the prayer line. You know, I don't know. But, you know, you guys just keep lifting, lead up in prayer, and we'll keep lifting each other up in prayer. And you know what? God's closing doors. At first, I didn't understand it. But now, since I'm starting to get back in the Word and follow the Word, I'm starting to understand certain things that I didn't understand. So that's progress to me, for me.
Amen.
And I just thank for everyone on the prayer line.
Amen.
Praise God all night. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for those testimonies on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any more testimonies or any more prayer requests before I turn it back over into the hands of the man of God? Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Well, we certainly thank God for the testimonies and the prayer requests. Hallelujah. That have gone before the throne of grace on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like we always say, if you haven't sowed your seed, hallelujah, don't forget to get your seed in the ground. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn it back over into the hands of the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. He's going to take care of the benefit. Man of God, it's back in your hands. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your love.
Amen.
How many of you feel better in the inside, Lord God? How many of you can say tonight?
I feel a lot better.
Hallelujah.
I feel a lot better.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I see somebody's strength coming back. I see somebody's joy and your peace coming back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God, right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. He said that a merry heart to his will like a medicine. Come on, here, somebody. God is restoring your joy because your joy will be a part of your healing. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 Somebody give God praise for joy. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are there any more comments? Are there any more questions?
You're not on your feet, Alan. You can see in the ground.
Have a good night, y'all.
Amen. Good night.
Amen.
Boy.
We can barely hear you, Apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep you, man of God. Can you hear me?
Hey, man, I can hear you now.
Okay. Amen, amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise tonight for what our ears have heard, for what our eyes have seen, for what our spiritual hearts understand. We thank you tonight, oh God, for detoxing us from toxic. We thank you, Father, hallelujah. Thank you that we shall live and not die and declare your glory, Lord. We thank you that by your mighty stripes we are healed. We thank you tonight, God, that you are the God that heals us. We thank you tonight, God, that you sent your word and you healed us. We thank you, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the truth and bread which is healed. We give you praise tonight, Father, that you are separating us from everyone whose heart is not right toward us. We give you the praise. And we give you the glory and we give you the honor, oh God. We thank you that the enemy is already as a beautiful. So we bless your name tonight. And we give you the glory, honor, and the praise. We ask you in his name we pray.
Amen.
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 Can I say unto one?
I say unto one.
I say it to all.
Watch and pray.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give your God a shout of
them. Hallelujah.
Mighty
Grill, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Bye.
Jesus.
I need just
yeah,
a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
I need just a little more Jesus.
can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. 'Cause it's me, oh Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you.
I believe so.
I pray for you.
You pray for me.
You pray. one down blindly, you know. Blind.
Yeah.
It's pouring down raining.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the blessings that you have given us. Please let us learn this so we can move on to new and better things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so basically it was a basic pattern. So C and A to D and B flat to E flat and C. Back down. So F, G, B flat, D, F. So we have C sharp, F, A flat. Right, here we have D, F.
Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Let the whole church. Now, the church say? What does the church say? About to die, amen. Knowing that God is not a man, amen. He just can't lie, amen. In spite of what, amen. What the devil does, amen. Know you've got a word, amen. That has come from above, amen. Faith must be, amen. Must be what you say, amen. So open your mouth.
I'm going to bed. Good night, Brian and Bobby. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, so you going to bed?
Yeah.
We know you're sleeping here. Going to bed?
I'm in the bed.
I know you're in the bed. I had a feeling you was. I know you're sleeping here. Going to bed? Shoot, you ain't food for what?
Good night, y'all. I'm going to bed now.
All right, sleep here. Okay. What's in the morning?
All right.
All right, Stevie.
Bye.
Bye.